time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh, listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Alright, good morning Montreal and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience, the last Gigi Brown Experience of 2024. And oh boy, it has been a year, eh? I feel like everyone that I've been talking to recently is very, very excited for 2024 to end. And while I do think that it was a crazy, hectic year and there was a lot of bad this year, I think that there was also a lot of good. And I think a lot of that good comes out of the music that came out. It's very early in the morning. I think a lot of that good comes from all the music that came out this year, because I think 2024 was a wonderful time for music. So, welcome to the Best Of show. It's the Year in Review show. So I played Do You Wanna Know a Secret by the Beatles. I was just singing and dancing, giving the best performance of my life here in the station. But also, because here's all the little secrets of my favorite songs and albums, shows, and pop culture moments of 2024. So those are the four categories today. And we're just going to jump right in because I want to make sure I have time for everything. So, starting off, it is my top albums of 2024. So, placed at number 3, which is kind of surprising. But as I was going back through all my playlists, I was like, oh yeah, I played this artist like crazy this year. And then I went back and I listened to the album, sitting in my kitchen, reading a book, listening to Kindergarten Heart by Shayna Hayes. And I remembered why I had fallen in love with it so much back in February, doing a very, very similar thing. So here is Sun and Time, which was the first single off of Kindergarten Heart by Shayna Hayes, which came out in February. And stay tuned for more of my thoughts on this album and all the rest of the albums. Also, if you can guess what my number one album is, it's not going to be that shocking, but if you can, comment it on Facebook or on Twitter where we've been saying where I posted that like the show's on. And if you are a new listener, stay tuned, because we have a lot of great stuff. So yeah, here you go. Here's Sun and Time by Shayna Hayes. You're tuned into the Gigi Brown Experience, Studio Low, 1690 AM.
Holy weary winter, this one's something. By what she's suffering, at its hand. Boggy berry princess, we are fading, but I can still. Tireless grass, you've got a win. It can be hard, the world blind to all you did, but I was there, and I recall the way you never flinched. That all a couple kids a kind that sun and time.
What you do?
And we're back. Those were my top three albums of 2023. So we're going to start from the top. So we started off at number three with Shayna Hayes and Kindergarten Heart, which again, it came out in February. And it's like such a perfect album to put on and like relax and read a book and just like have a lazy morning like I did yesterday listening to this album. And I find her voice on it really, really nice. And the music is really interesting. And there is not a boring song on this album. So yeah, so that's at number three. At number two, I don't think anyone else is surprised. It was Dent May with What's for Breakfast. This came out in March. And I've said it so many times and I will say it again. It just screams sunshine to me. His writing is just so amazing. The interesting thing with this album is there's a lot more guitar in it instead of like super synth poppy. But the song I played, which was Don't Stop Doing What You're Doing, still has that synth pop vibe to it. And I really like it. And then at number one, I know, huge shocker. It was A Lot to Lose by The Wesleys from their debut self-titled album, The Wesleys. I know, it's such a shocker. Seriously, though, I think this is by far the most played album in my house this year. Not only is it on the wonderful label Petit Village Records, but it's just like a masterful record. It's just amazing. I genuinely love this one so much, and it's such like a good album to like go on long drives with. And I might just think that because we listen to it every single time we're in the car. I do highly recommend if you are going for long drives around Montreal to put this album on. It's rocking. And again, this was released in April off of Petit Village Records. Speaking of driving, it is so foggy out this morning. So anyone walking their dog, Sammy, or driving cars, please be very careful on the road today. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. We're going to keep going. Here is my favorite songs of 2024. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four, not in any particular order, although the last one is my number one. But to start us off strong, here's Wildflower and Barley by Hozier and Alison Russell. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. But here you go. Here is Wildflower and Barley.
Springtime in the country. Each time I'm shocked by the light, the world lying fallow, and you are apart from me. Everything in my vision is movement and life. Riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower and barley. Springtime in the country. I can smell summer on its breath. Low and harrowed lie the fields in the heart of me. Everything in my vision, departure and death. Riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower on barley. This year I swear it will be buried in action. Useful as dirt for my body to wear.
month has not much longer now. The sun hesitates more on each evening's darkening, but all things God allows remain above ground, like grief and sweet memory, wildflower and barley. In the eyes of the world, I'm too far gone. In the eyes of the world, I'm gone. But the one that I care for says I make her heart sore. In the eyes of the girl I've won, when she came to me,
thank you. that jar every time I pass by. But I'm not gonna lie.
Okie dokie. So that was Charity by Pool Girl. I think this is by far my number one song of 2024. Honestly, Pool Girl could fit into so many categories because their EP that just got released, Pool Party. Wait, that's what it's called, right? I think. Yeah. No, it's sorry. I'm so sorry. It's called I Can't Swim. It got released at the beginning of this month. It is. Okay, well, now it's kind of funny, but it is so good. I love that EP so much. Honestly, I could have put it in the best albums of 2024, but I thought Charity was a single that they released in August, and I remember very vividly they played it in the oven here at CJLO for the Go-Go Rudy Magic Show, and I just thought it was so cool, like, watching them play it. I also put it on a playlist that for my boyfriend to listen to, and he had liked it, and I listened to it a bunch on my walks around the neighborhood and, like, to school, so it was just, like, I love that song very much. So yeah, that's my number one. And before that is Always in Love by La Luz, and that is off of their album News of the Universe, which came out in May. And this is by far my favorite song off of the album. I think I played this so many times on the Gigi Brown Experience. So yeah, that's in there too. And before that was In the Eyes of the Girl by the Lemon Twigs from their album A Dream is All We Know. Again, both them, La Luz, and Pool Girl, all of their albums are absolutely fantastic, and I loved them. But it was just these three songs that I played constantly on the show, and they're like my favorites off the album. And yeah, I love In the Eyes of the Girl. It's so fun. I was really sad that I couldn't go to their concert because apparently it was hoppin'. And again, we started this all off with Wildflower and Barley by Hozier and Alison Russell. I'm a huge fan of his, and Alison Russell, I'm a huge fan of hers. And so when this duo came out, I was so excited. And I have a friend, Rebecca, at school who also really loves Hozier. And so I would, like, go to her, and when this EP got released, I was like, oh my god, and we were, like, fangirling over it, and so that was a good memory from 2024. So those were my top songs. I hope you enjoyed. Next up is the concert category, and I was actually really sad thinking back on this year yesterday when I was programming the show, because I realized how little concerts I went to this year. However, all the concerts that I went to were absolutely fantastic, although it is a resolution for 2025 to go to more concerts, and I'm very lucky because one of my Christmas gifts was tickets to go see the Linda Lindas in April, which I'm very, very excited for because I saw them a couple years back at Pop Montreal, and they were just so awesome. And I already have tickets to go to the Show Sauvage album launch party, which I am also very, very excited for. But anyways, in 2024, I went to 4 or 5 shows, maybe max. Two of those were Elisa P. And I wrote an article about it that was in Pan Am 360. I love her so much. And Inuktitut, the album, is just groundbreaking. And I love it. And I love her. And she's so funny. And her storytelling is just absolutely amazing. So if you ever have the chance to go see her, which I will tell you some dates, please, I strongly recommend it. It's absolutely fantastic. So here is her latest song, If It Makes You Happy, on the Gigi Brown Experience. Because I just love her and I love her shows.
Oh, yeah, not a long enough. train to sun so la cotia see time it to me too.
Quand il se cache, juste à l'air dans
Right, so that last track was Ever New by Beverly Glenn Copeland and Sam Smith. And that was recorded for Transa, the album that I can't stop talking about that I very much love. But I play that because I volunteered for Pop Montreal this year, which was very, very fun. Except sadly, I got super duper sick after a couple shifts. And so I had to cancel the rest of my shifts and I felt really bad. But my first shift and probably, no, it was tied with Cassandra Jenkins. But Beverly Glenn Copeland played the Rialto Theater and it was beautiful. It was just a really, really, like, aesthetic concert. It was just, yeah, it was really great. And before that was Tromé and Pum with their song Ma Meilleure Ennemie from the Arcane soundtrack. And I think Arcane, I haven't fully seen it. I saw a few episodes, like, a year ago. But that in and of itself is, like, a whole moment in 2024 that I live for and I love to see it. But Pum, I saw her at the Francos on the big bell stage, and oh my gosh, it was so fantastic. I love her vibe so much. She's in these super amazing, oops, sorry, I just smacked the mic. She was in the super amazing, like, fairy vibe outfit, and the stage was all bathed in light. She brought out special guests like La Force, who I was super excited about. Anyways, her voice is super gorgeous in recordings, but on stage, it is just as powerful and impressive. So if you have a chance to see her, I recommend it. And again, we started this all off with Elisa P, who I got to see twice in 2024, which is really great. And she is playing April 4th in Brossard and then May 10th in Mont-Tremblant. And again, I can't say it enough. Please, if you have the chance, make the drive. She is so worth it. But okay, we have like 10 minutes left. Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. This next set is like my favorite pop culture moments of 2024, and there was a lot. So we're going to start off with Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso. I don't love this song that much, but her Domingo skit... the Domingo skit on SNL with Marcelo Hernandez and Ariana Grande is just so funny, and I loved it so much. And then seeing him go to her show on her Short and Sweet tour, it was very funny. And her tour is just really fun, and it's like bringing pop divas back, and I love it. Next is Hot to Go by Chapel Rowan. I think she is changing the music industry bit by bit, and I'm so here for it. And not only is she just super fun to watch on stage, her sing-along at SNL is super cool. She has like these awesome outfits. Also, side note, but me and my best friend laughed so hard. There's like this video that got really viral. It was like a disastrous TikTok dance that ended in someone in a neck brace, which I found very funny. And lastly, it'll be My Tears Ricochet by Taylor Swift. Obviously, T-Swift was huge in 2024, not only because I got bangs and all of a sudden everyone was like, oh my gosh, you look so much like Taylor Swift, but this song was on the soundtrack, It Ends With Us movie, which obviously there's so much drama surrounding it, and I am gobbling all up, and it's like a huge part of 2024. This is like, this saga has just followed us into the end of it, and it'll go into 2025, but yeah, I'm excited to see how that goes because I love juicy Hollywood gossip. And finally, I'm going to play Midnight Memories by One Direction because while there was a lot of good this year, we also lost a lot of really amazing people. One of them being Liam Payne from One Direction. And that like really hit me hard when that news broke. We also lost like Donald Sutherland and Maggie Smith and just like these really awesome icons. That's the last set. It's a lot of hits and a lot of like pop stars that I really love. So yeah, we're gonna end with that. But I hope everyone had a really, really great holiday season. Happy Hanukkah to anyone who is Jewish who is listening. And I hope 2025 treats you all so, so very well. And I will see you all then with even more new music and stuff to yap about on air every Sunday morning. Anyways, here you go. Here is Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Rowan, Taylor Swift, and One Direction to end 2024, which feels very Gigi-esque to me. Anyways, here you go. Bye-bye.
Yes, I know I'm not into it for you. Yes, that morning coffee booty. you could never tell. A big house party with the crowded kitchen. People talk, but we don't listen. Tell me that I'm wrong, but I do what I please. But a different day. Tell me that I'm wrong, but I do what I please. Way too many people in the Addison Lane. Now I'm at the age when I know what I need. Oh, oh. Midnight memories. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, you and me, stumbling in the street. Sing it, sing it, sing it.
To tell me I was brave, and if I myself to go with grace. And so the battleships will sink beneath the waves. You had to keep